Shin Zayin Siv Dalet. Mutar lo say slam Yehudi Moyes Meir Shabbos Liknas Loi. Vachel lo yomer like Neva Shabbos. I can give a guy money before Shabbos and tell him to buy it for me, even though it's a good chance he will do it on Shabbos. Since I did not tell him to do it on Shabbos, and he is not required to do it on Shabbos, he can buy it before or after, therefore it's permitted, because the fact that he bought it on Shabbos is his own cheshbon. It's not that I told him to do it or it was necessary for me for him to do it on Shabbos. Mr. Brewer says this is only if you give him wages for this in advance, in other words, he made up wages. Therefore, we say the guy is doing it to get his wages and he's not doing it for you. The Ramah says, V'chein mutar litein lebegodim limko ubevad shel yomer lemochem b'shabbos. You could also give merchandise, garments to sell, and as long as you don't tell him to sell it on Shabbos, even though there's a possibility to sell it on Shabbos, it's acceptable. Continues the Ramah, Misha sochein Yehuda l'hoichus choryosei, v'en Yehuda v'locha miveis Yisrael b'shabbos. He hired a guy to transport Jews' merchandise, and the guy happened to come on Shabbos. In that case is also, even though you didn't tell him to come on Shabbos, but the fact that he's taking out of your house on Shabbos looks like you're sending him on Shabbos, and you are not allowed to do that. For your own shim, somebody who did this, they would also give him a punishment. That which we said, you could ask a guy to buy, as long as you don't tell him to buy on Shabbos. The Mishabru brings from the Poskim that if the day of the Shuk, you know, the day that everybody buys stuff is on Shabbos, and therefore it's obvious that he's going to buy it on Shabbos, and even if you didn't tell him to buy it on Shabbos, there wouldn't be a problem. It has to be that it's within the norms also to buy it not on Shabbos. Otherwise, even if you didn't tell him specifically to buy it on Shabbos, it would be a problem.